So today we have with us Jamin Hamilton Jr. How are you doing today?
I am doing great, Nadia. How are you?
I am fantastic. Jamin is new to the Milky Way Tech Hub community, and we're so glad and grateful for your presence now. I can't wait to have you share more about your new journey into technology. But as always, I have to start off with a cute little quirky question. Are you ready?
I am ready.
I understand that you're a bit into anime.
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious, if you had to be any one anime character, who represents you best?
I would say Roronoa Zoro from One Piece. He's very hardworking, stoic, and he keeps pushing no matter what. The odds are stacked against him because people that know One Piece know that there's things called devil fruits, which give people supernatural abilities, but he's the only person that has never eaten a devil fruit, does not have supernatural abilities. All he does is lift weights and drink sake. Though I'm not a drinker, I do enjoy lifting weights and taking care of my body, and he has proven himself time and time again within the show to stand toe-to-toe with even the strongest of adversaries.
Okay, I like it. I'm not super familiar with anime, mm-hmm. But I know a lot of people who really love it, and so I'm intrigued by anime. Oh, what would you recommend my first watch be?
Demon Slayer. I would recommend that to anybody, but I'm not sure if you're really into, are you into action or gore like that?
Not so much gore, but I can handle action, which is why I said Spider-Man.
Okay. There's anime iterations of Spider-Man. Just don't really know much about it because there's so much different anime out there. You're bound to find something. If you go to any like Crunchyroll, any sort of anime website, mm-hmm. you can literally filter it by the genre, and then you can just find whatever you want. Look for something with fewer episodes that is completed.
Yes.
And then just hop into it. I don't know, maybe Sailor Moon, Yu Yu Hakusho, stuff like that. The old school things, you know.
I have a little cute story. Not so cute, actually. So about 3 days ago, mm-hmm. I'm in my new remodeled rec room, and I find about 26 volumes of Spider-Man series.
Wow.
And so at first, I'm just like, I wonder how much, you know, this is. And I just, you know, happened to query the series, mm-hmm. and one person sold it for almost $900,000. And so I started to put it together in sequence, like, I wonder if I have all of them. But then I found out that the one that was sold for $900,000 was Amazing Spider-Man or something like that, volume one.
Mm-hmm.
And guess which one I didn't have?
The Amazing.
Yes. So I was pretty bummed out by that. But that's my little comic
story. Hey, but the best way to feel better about that is just to reread those chapters of Spider-Man and just get lost in the world.
Yes.
You know?
Mm-hmm. I think that's a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
So now let's dive in and share with our listeners a little bit more about yourself and your new journey into tech.
Okay. So quick information about me. My name is Jamin Hamilton Jr. I'm the son of Jamin Hamilton Sr. He was an ASE certified mechanic in Milwaukee who owned a shop on 56 in Hampton known as Jamin's Automotive. Worked there for 30 years fixing foreign and domestic cars and trucks. I worked under him as an apprentice. He was a master mechanic. Though I did not have any certifications myself until way later, I got certifications through O'Reilly's to work on push button start, powertrain systems, stuff of that nature. I was never ASE certified, which is basically like a high level automotive certification. I instead learned from him. I would be with him in the shop underneath all the cars, and he would teach me about the car parts, how different pieces work, and I would watch him take things apart. I was basically a light holder. That's what you start out as. Sure. You're holding the light for somebody.
Sure.
And of course, when you be lost in the days, they grab your hand and just adjust the light because you have to be paying attention. And then as I did things and he did things repetitively, I started to replace parts. And in his old age, he ended up becoming a light holder for me when I started fixing cars. And then when he became bedridden from the conditions that he had, I ended up running the shop by myself for about a year. At that point, I realized that this really was not my passion. I didn't really want to be a quote unquote grease monkey. I wanted to see what else the world had to offer to me. I ended up working in sales, selling DirecTV because I wasn't really much of a talker.
Mm-hmm.
And then as I was working and selling DirecTV, basically pestering people in Sam's Club, asking them, who do you have for your, you know, internet and phones and stuff like that, learning how to talk to people and to engage in conversation. I learned that that also was not my passion, but what I took from that is being a more of a people person, and that helped me with networking events. What kind of got me into tech was seeing how the tech world advanced, because I'm going to be 30 this year,
mm-hmm.
and I remember floppy disks. Mm-hmm. I remember CDs, Blu-rays.
I use them as coasters now.
Yeah, keeping them around. But we used to have a whole collection of VHS tapes from my dad used to love horror movies. We recorded Tales from the Crypt, Stephen King films, stuff like that. The VCRs, the surround sounds that had the wires connected to him. It was, and just looking at cars, how cars went from being mostly mechanical and then transitioning more into electrical, how they mm-hmm. have ECMs, they have things that monitor all of the car's systems, computers mm-hmm. that monitors all the car's systems.
Yeah.
And now they got Tesla, which is mostly a computerized car,
yes.
Something I really wouldn't bother touching because I prefer more mechanical.
Yeah, I imagine
things.
With your experience.
Yeah. I don't trust tech that much these days to have a mostly, you know, technological car.
Mm-hmm.
But seeing how things change, the fact that we have supercomputers on our phones. I used to have broadband, Cricket phone. I used to have mm-hmm. slow phones. And then now we have phones that have beautiful pictures. Everything has gotten so advanced that I just wanted to mm-hmm. learn more about it. And I ended up working at FedEx because they said that they have a reimbursement for schooling.
Mm-hmm.
And I was studying on YouTube University about like the different
the best university.
The different majors that I'd want to get into mm-hmm. if I got into school.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started to learn about cybersecurity. And then from that, I did not need much of FedEx except to take care of my mom, because when my dad passed away last year in January from COVID, it was just me and mom, and I had to get a job to kind of get myself more focused. I was tired of scraping my knuckles against cars, and I wanted to do something I found a passion for. So I ended up, you know, enlisting in the FedEx plantation, and I was filling up trucks. And when I learned about cybersecurity, I took mm-hmm. a course on Coursera in order to get the Google cybersecurity certificate.
Okay.
So literally what I did, I started working in June of last year.
Okay.
I bogged down. I worked second shift, 2 to 3 to 10 p.m. I would wake up early. I would study for hours and hours. And then I would immediately just get dressed, clean up, and go to work. And then I would work into night just loading up trucks. I did this for months to the point that I just collapsed over the weekend because my mind and my body was just fried from all the studying.
Mm-hmm.
I ended up getting the Google cybersecurity certificate. And what came with that was a code for CompTIA Security Plus, where it'll give me a discount on CompTIA's.
How much was the discount?
About like, I think $200 total. And so I got a voucher in order to take the CompTIA Security Plus exam, and I got the study materials. So once again, I went from studying the Google cybersecurity to now studying for the CompTIA.
Mm-hmm.
And again, bogging myself down, I tried to take a bit more breaks over the weekend because I was getting so wore out. Wasn't talking to nobody, no friends, barely talking to family because my dad had passed. Again, my dad passed away January.
Sure.
So after I had did all the mourning and I planned the funeral
mm-hmm.
With my siblings, I took care of all of that. I made sure all the business was in order.
Mm-hmm. You went to an isolation period.
Essentially, yeah. People was wondering where I was because I used to do modeling here.
It's interesting because, you know, when I first got into the field of mm-hmm. technology, I found myself very much in a little bit of an isolated period because it was tough. It was heavy content, right?
Yes.
And so you can't, distractions do not serve you at all when mm-hmm. you're taking on brand new content that is as heavy as this type of stuff, right?
Right.
So I definitely can understand like the isolation period. But it seems like it's paying off now. So you were able to get your certificate.
Yes, I got the first certificate and then I passed the CompTIA Security Plus. I think a month or so after that, I passed it. I got that by the skin of my teeth, but a pass is a pass. I did. I was very happy. I came to tears because of it, because of how wore out I was doing all that.
She did it.
Yeah. And then after that, I think I started to engage in tech networking events. Mm-hmm. I first went to No Studios, where I met you and others, including members of IC Stars.
That's right.
So I was just meeting and talking to people.
That during Tech Month, October?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm.
So I only waited until after I got the certifications because I wanted to tell somebody I had them. I didn't want to seem like, hey, I just want to get into tech.
Without
I have nothing.
Sort of.
Yeah. But I'm like, hey, my name is Jamie and I'm trying to get into the tech field. I have cybersecurity certifications like this, that. What are you guys looking for? I went to the networking event there. I went to the IC Stars networking event, $250 ticket to get into that. I was meeting person after person, talking to people. People enjoyed speaking to me. I was introduced to other people.
Yep.
I had a LinkedIn set up way before that.
Great.
Giving people my LinkedIn, giving them my resume, asking what are you looking for? What skills, what sort of abilities, hard and soft skills are you looking for? Because I was just yearning for it.
Yeah.
And I remember at the Milky Way Tech event, that's when somebody told me, hey, you want to study cloud security. Mm-hmm. And then in my mind, I was
like,
okay.
Shout out to Milky Way.
Yeah. And then from that, I was like, oh, damn, I got to study something else.
Yes.
But I was like, all right, well, I have to do it. I've dedicated myself to this path, so I have to do it. So I started studying cybersecurity, AWS, while going to other tech networking events.
Mm-hmm.
That way, when I could tell people, yes, I have these certifications in cybersecurity, but I'm also studying AWS.
Yeah.
So far, I'm finished with about all of the material, and now I'm just taking practice exams for the AWS on cloudguru.com. So.
Nice.
Again, it's gotten to the point where I have been going to an events more and I have been like meeting with my friends more because I'm like, I can't stay isolated for so long.
Yeah.
The networking events were good, but it was like, I got to see my people again.
Yes.
You know, so I was linking up with friends, I was going to events, you know, and I just finding myself.
Yeah. So it sounds like your journey was just one, understanding and committing to the path.
Yes.
You had the season of isolation where you just made sure that there were as little distractions as possible.
Yep.
You got the job done. You got the certifications. And then the next phase of things was just networking as much as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when you began to start to find new spaces that you can learn about that were perhaps even more in demand.
Yeah.
So I think that's interesting. And the reason why I asked you to share your journey is because one of the main questions that I get asked so frequently, especially from our communities, is, you know, how do we get into tech? How do I get into tech? What is the best pathway, right?
Mm-hmm.
And much of my advice aligns with the journey that you just shared, right?
Mm-hmm.
Making sure that you have the time the capacity to dedicate to it, but also put yourself out there, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's no better event than Milky Way Tech Hub and IC Stars to find your people in technology. One thing, though, that I would suggest for those who are just getting into the space is a couple things, is to make sure that you don't just wait until you have the certificates, which is something you said you did.
Right.
But get into networking as soon as possible. And the reason why I say that is because just what you shared, right? When you did get out there, you started to learn what this ecosystem is needing, right? What jobs are open here. And you might find that, well, maybe it's best that you spend your time on this certification instead of something else, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I found that it's useful to just put yourself out there as soon as possible, which can support in getting on the right track quicker, right?
Mm-hmm.
So of course, you know, I'm sure you're pleased with having the skills that you were able to gain with the Google certification. And I know you'll be able to use that in the future. And also, it's good to sort of get out there and find your people as soon as possible. What I'm also hearing from your journey, though, is the isolation piece.
Mm-hmm.
While I understand it can be important to remove distractions, I encourage that. It is also really important, though, to find your people to study with.
Mm-hmm.
So I was watching this documentary where these Black students were sharing their experience in computer science. And they were all saying how they were struggling versus their peers in the student in their class that seemed to be thriving. Mm-hmm. And a gentleman had started to observe, like, why is this the case? We're all, you know, just as intelligent as the other. Mm-hmm. And then he observed that the reason why the Black and Brown students weren't doing so well is because they were going off to the libraries by themselves. But then he went to see his peers. They were kind of working together. Mm-hmm. He would go to study groups and see, like, oh, they're all together, like in a room, sitting there studying together. Mm-hmm. And so one thing that I think that perhaps as a leader of Milky Way Tech Hub, one thing I can do is maybe create more groups for folks to come together and study for one track. And perhaps that could support the learning, but also make it a little less painful, right? It can be a little painful doing it by yourself.
Yeah.
I don't know that I've seen a lot of groups like that. I know that Code and Brews, I think, is the organization where groups of people just come together and code on their separate projects. But I haven't seen, like, study groups just yet. And I think that might be something that might be worthwhile. Is that something that maybe you, being someone who's new to tech, would be interested in, is finding more people that are going after the same sort of certifications and kind of coming together to study?
Yes, I would like more hands-on stuff, because I gotta admit, even the drive here and getting my mind ready, because you know, there's a lot of stuff that I be doing and taking care of, personal business, it's hard, because the catch-22 within the tech field is you got a lot of demand, but yet you look for somebody with experience. So how do I get the experience if you're not hiring, but yet you have high demand? It could be very grating on my mind, essentially, because when I learned how to fix cars, I was there behind my father. Mm-hmm. It was a hands-on thing, you know, and then I ended up doing it myself. Well, with him watching me, and then he would give me tips on how to improve myself, how to be more efficient. And then from that, you gain your own style of how do you fix this job? How do you start mentally visualizing how you want to repair it, how long it's going to take, and that turns you into an efficient mechanic.
Sure.
With this, studying and being around groups, you know, like, I'm sure IC Star is a great group. I'm going to be in their cycle on 15.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm happy about that. It can be very daunting because, yeah, it's nice to study and learn stuff, but I got to apply it. It's annoying just to have information and to not apply it. Mm-hmm. Now, I did use different websites. There was a website called Let's Defend IO. Now, that is a blue team training group that it does teach you how to escalate tickets, and it teaches you how to use VMware and how to use sandboxes to isolate malware. Sure. It teaches you how to actually apply the stuff that you're learning.
Sure.
But when I started watching YouTube videos from people that were actually in the field, they said that, yeah, you'll use all this training, you'll get these certifications, but odds are it's not going to be the same as when you're actually working with somebody or underneath somebody. Mm-hmm. And that kind of aggravated me, because it's like, I'm putting in all these hours, I'm putting in all this work, and I'm studying, but I don't know what is actually needed until I get there, until I actually work underneath somebody.
Yeah. And that's really the nature, though, I think, of computer science and the tech space, is that it's just constantly advancing, right? Mm-hmm. And changing and evolving. Mm-hmm. So I went through 4 years of computer science getting a computer science degree, and then another 2 years getting a computational science master's degree.
Okay.
And imagine how much has changed in those 6 years.
Yeah, quite a bit.
Yes. Not only that, though, when I did get into my corporate job, what they were teaching me in Marquette, Java, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I get there and they're like, oh, we use Salesforce and we need to program in Apex.
Mm.
And so just like that, now I've got, you know, 2-3 weeks max to learn this new language and get up to speed so that I can be the software engineer that they hired or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that, you know, anyone who's getting into the field of tech, the skill of being able to be flexible, agile, and to be able to pivot is just necessary, right? Because there's so much change, like, you're always learning. And if you're not interested in continually learning, that this is not the space for you, right? But I think that that's what makes it fun and dynamic and keeps things interesting as well.
Yeah.
So what other gaps do you maybe see that perhaps like a tech hub could support an individual like yourself that's looking to get into the space?
What other gaps?
Just like in the process in general, right? So you say that, hey, yeah, you want to get into tech. You started getting certifications. There's networking events. What are some things, though, that you feel like are missing or some things that could really help you, support you in your journey of getting placed?
Perhaps actual real world simulations within the workforce that could possibly help because, you know.
Sounds like a hackathon.
Yes, that is it, you know, because Let's Defend is very good with escalating tickets and whatnot. But it's just when people started telling me that it might not work, that's when it kind of pushed me to go to tech networking events and then just start asking people, what are you looking for? And like, could I shadow somebody? Could I work with somebody? Because that's kind of what I'm used to, perhaps more. There probably are internships and like stuff like that because I went to UWM in 2012 and graduated in 2016.
Yeah.
But I didn't know that that was that the tech was what I wanted to do. I was still focused on being, you know, working with my father.
Sure.
So perhaps like, I don't know, creating more hubs for Black people to get into. Yeah, hands-on simulations and stuff to get into because I've heard people tell me like, oh, there's hackathons, like there's something going on in like Chicago or stuff like that. But I'm like, what if I don't have time to go there?
Yeah.
You know, what's here?
So interesting because I think this is the second interview that I did within this week where someone is sharing that hackathons would be beneficial. And I think, you know, people are desiring more of that hands-on experience and just project-based learning in general. And so I know you're going to get that at IC Stars, but the more, the better, right?
Right.
So I'll definitely take note of that for sure. What advice would you give someone that is looking to get into the field of tech now that you are working on, what, your second certificate now, and you've gone through...
It'll be my third
certificate, okay, and you've gone to several networking events, and you're on your pathway to getting hired. What advice would you give to someone who's brand spanking new?
You have to focus on your why, and all you have to do is lock in, and you have to be very hard on yourself. Like, my why is I have a mother to take care of. She was a housewife while my dad worked. I grew up in a traditional household. So when Pops passed away, I'm in the home and I'm taking care of her, paying all the bills, and she's taking care of, you know, her thing. She's active in her age.
Sure.
I want to get married and I have kids. And I want to get married and have kids. I have no kids. I want to get married and have kids.
Okay.
I'm going to be 30 and I am a single, unmarried man with no kids.
Okay.
You know, and I want to have some information to pass on. I do want to pass on my skills in, you know, mechanics, but being able to pass on tech and being able to pass on just a hunger for knowledge and the ability to adapt is important because a lot of people are taught to essentially be drones.
That
nowadays.
Is a very strong why.
Yeah.
I love that. And I think, you know, that's very real, you know, just connecting it back to family. Like, you want to be able to support your family while doing something that you love and doing something that you could pass on to your children, motivate your children, because you see that technology is the future. And that is a very motivating why. I love that.
And creating a legacy is very important.
And so, you know, what you're saying, though, it highlights what I have been seeing more and more of is just the need for more mental wellness programs. I think it's something that's often, mental health care is often neglected in our communities.
It is.
And it's something that we have to pay attention to, especially in the tech community, right? And it's okay to acknowledge, like, this is difficult.
Yes.
This is making me feel like I'm failing, right? If you fail an exam, that's tough.
It is.
It's really tough, right? I remember I wanted to curl up in a ball when I got 26% on my first Calc exam. Okay, I get it.
Yeah.
But there is a need for more programming, I think, that focuses on the mental health of techies and those in the tech community, especially for Black and Brown individuals that sometimes do feel a bit isolated. And I think it also points to why there's a need for there to be more study groups, right, to support one another as we're on this journey. So I just want to say thank you so much for taking the time sharing your story. I wish you the very best of luck with IC Stars. I know you're going to do well. And I know when folks hear this, different recruiters hear this, they're going to be reaching out and hopeful to hire you soon.
Okay. I appreciate the time and the effort that it took. I appreciate you guys having me here. And I look forward to speaking to any recruiter that would like to reach out to me on LinkedIn under Jamin Hamilton Jr.
Thank you.